You're good.
I'm Paul Thronson. I'm 69 years old, and I'm Rachel's grandfather.
Thank you. All right, let's get started. So my first question is, when and where were you when you first heard about the war?
It was during the mid-1960s and later 60s and early 70s. I was in junior high and high school, and the Vietnam War, as it was ramping up and getting started, was on the nightly news. And President Johnson was actually increasing our presence in the war and ordering more and more troops to go over there to help fight the communists who were trying to take over South Vietnam. And so it was a regular news item in the on the news, on TV, and also in the newspaper about the war and the things that were happening over there.
How did that make you feel when you heard about it on the news or saw things?
Well, they called it the Vietnam War, but it really wasn't a war that we had declared on North Vietnam. It was a communism aggression conflict that we wanted to go, that our country wanted to go and support South Vietnam to avoid them becoming another communist country. So we were trying to protect their freedoms from communism.
How did the war impact your daily life?
I think just some of the horrible news that came across the TV and the newspapers. It was real sad to see all these young men dying in that war to save somebody else's freedom. So it was kind of heartbreaking as a young man to know that we were in this war and there's a lot of soldiers dying.
Yeah. Did you have any family or family members, classmates, or friends or acquaintances serve in the war?
Yes, I had several friends that were drafted to serve in the Vietnam War. And they were scared to go, as most soldiers were, because it was most of the fighting was happened in the jungles of Vietnam. I don't know if we were totally prepared to fight those kind of battles. And so they were scared. There's a lot of horrible and gruesome things that happened during the war. Plus, on the American side, there was a lot of drug use with the troops over there. And it just wasn't a good place to be or a good thing happening over there.
Yeah. Did you gain any relationships or were any formed because of the war?
Well, because I joined the National Guard to avoid being drafted and going to Vietnam, I formed a lot of good friendships in my National Guard unit. We would serve, we were trained just like the regular soldiers were trained, but our service was 1 weekend a month we would serve in the Army, and 2 weeks every summer we would serve in the Army, but we would have to do that for 6 years. So I gained a lot of good friends in my National Guard unit.
So you said you served once a weekend. Did you say once a month?
One weekend a month.
So where would you be living if you weren't serving? Were you living at home?
Well, I was married at home for the first 2 years, but after that I was married. And our apartment was actually only 2 blocks from the National Guard Armory where I would serve.
Where was this located?
We lived in the University Village at the University of Utah, which was married student housing. And our armory was the Jacqueline Hall down on Guardsman Way, just south of the university.
So what were some of your duties on the National Guard?
I was in the 144th EVAC Hospital Unit. I was trained as a personnel clerk. But I served, after 3 years in the unit, I served as the company clerk.
Oh, that is cool.
Yeah.
Did the war impact any of the relationships you had previous to the war?
It impacted my relationship with my wife because she was glad that I wasn't going to have to be drafted and serve as infantry in the war in Vietnam. So that was a positive. And I never did talk to my friends that went to Vietnam because I never saw them after they came back. So very limited interaction at that point.
Yeah. What was the hardest thing for you during the war?
To know how some of our soldiers were dying over there. It was a very, very terrible war. The things that went on there were very difficult to accept back here at home. And that's why there were so many protests and people against the war. Because number one, they didn't understand why we were there. Or why we should be there, and number two, based upon the death toll of the soldiers and some of the things that happened to them over there.
What was your most vivid memory of the Vietnam War?
I think some on the newscast, they would show some scenes or the results of some of the battle scenes, and it was pretty brutal, pretty brutal. So it was... That affected me in a very negative way.
Yeah. And then what were you doing during this period, like school, jobs?
Well, I went to basic training 2 months after graduating from high school. And then when I got back, I enrolled at the University of Utah. And then I was going to college for 4 of the 6 years that I served, and then the other 2 years I was employed.
And what is your most vivid memory of the Vietnam War?
I guess some of the stories that they would tell in the newspaper and on the news about how difficult it was for us, for our soldiers to be productive enough to think they could win the war. I think that was a very sad thing to know that it didn't appear like our objective was to win a war because there were too many negative things that happened in the war that was not in our favor as a country.
How did you feel about the war after versus before?
Before, I guess everybody thought it was a good thing to send military advisors and military aid over there to help the Vietnam people resist the communist aggression. I think that was good, but the fact that it heightened and then come to a fruition where we won, I think the way we left Vietnam, we just kind of got up and the Army and Navies and Air Force people just left. Didn't seem like it was the right thing to do, but I guess they felt they couldn't win the war, and so it was time to leave.
Yeah, what would you have done differently? Like, if you were in that part, like, you know?
Well, I would make a decision whether we were committed to win the war or not. And if we were committed to win it, then we would go all out.
Mm-hmm.
If we weren't, then it was best to withdraw and learn a lesson of how we should enter into these type of armed conflicts.
Yeah. How did your family feel about you joining the military?
They were very glad that I joined the National Guard because they knew then that I had a very, very low probability of seeing any armed action.
Alrighty. And then in what ways do you think the Vietnam War heightened tensions in the United States?
You kind of broke up on me. What was the question?
Oh, sorry. In what ways do you think the Vietnam War heightened tensions in the United States?
Oh, tremendous. There was tremendous conflict. There was a lot of protests. There were a lot of riots all the time during the late 60s and early 70s. I can't remember how many months in a row there would be a riot some way or a protest, which would result in damage and property damage and loss of life here in the country.
Yeah. Okay, well, that is all my questions for me. Would you like to add anything? If not, that's okay. Okay, let's see. Okay, that's it. Thank you.